The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning and welcome to WTBR. This is 89.7 FM and 88.1 Lee. You're listening to The Morning Drive. Welcome to Monday morning. It is April 27th. I'm Brian Burkle. I'll be your host today. And as always, we are live and local this morning at the WTBR studio on Federico Drive. In studio today, we have a couple folks here from Berkshire Pride. We have the executive director, Cass Santos China, and Rachel Schwartz, who's with the organizing committee for Berkshire Pride. A lot coming up, especially with June being Pride Month. And those of you here in Berkshire County, particularly here in Pittsfield, you're probably very familiar with the fact that there's always that enormous parade and festival that's been at the Common these past few years. Really successful event. So we're going to be talking about that among all the other things that are scheduled for Berkshire Pride and learning about the organization just in general and all that they're doing for the community. Before we do that, we're going to get into the weather and see what is in store for us.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, clear. Near steady temperature in the upper 30s. East wind around 5 miles per hour. Monday, sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. East wind around 5 miles per hour. Monday night, mostly clear. Lows around 40. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area.
All right, that was short and sweet. Usually, sometimes that matches right up to the length of that. Sometimes it goes longer than the length of the jingle, and that's when you know we're in trouble. We got a lot of weather on the way, so the fact that it's short and brief is a good thing. So good morning, everybody. Again, you're here with us on the Morning Drive on WTBR, and today we're talking about Berkshire Pride. I have in studio Executive Director Cass Santos China. Cass?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Brian?
Good. And Rachel Schwartz. Rachel, you're on the organizing committee.
I am. Hello.
Hi. And you've got a lot to organize right now.
We do.
So, again, thank you guys for both of you for being here. So let's get kind of like a quick overview into what is coming up. And then we've got time to talk here about a lot going on. But I know June is Pride Month, so what is in store for Berkshire County with Pride Month?
Well, we have so many things in store. This is our 10th annual season.
10 years.
Ten years. Well, 10 seasons. So mm-hmm. I think if we were 10 years exactly, it would be 2017 or 2026, 2027. But this is our 10th annual festival, and now we're calling it Berkshire Pride season because we have Pride events across the county.
Mm-hmm. And what are those events that are coming up?
Let's
do a quick rundown, then we can go back and kind of dissect them a little bit more.
May 30th actually kicks off at Berkshire, at the City Hall in Pittsfield, mm-hmm. where Mayor Marchetti is going to do a proclamation that LGBTQ month is June. And then we'll have a little block party in front of Hot Plate. They'll close down the alley there. Mm-hmm. So the first celebration of Pride in the Berkshires. And the very next day, we have the 5K Rainbow Run. That'll be at the Crane Avenue entrance of mm-hmm. the Ashuwalakook Rail Trail.
Oh, good job.
Well said.
Yeah, nicely pronounced.
Yeah, I've been practicing. Yeah. Can I spell it? No.
No.
So that kicks off the first week, and then we have a couple of fundraisers. Pam Ellis is going to do a fundraiser at Wander mm-hmm. on June 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. All proceeds benefit Berkshire Pride's year-round programming.
Mm-hmm.
On the 5th, First Friday in Pittsfield, we have a Temescal Wellness fundraiser. It's karaoke. You pay to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you pay, the higher you get on the list to share your karaoke skills.
Do you have to pay people to stay and listen?
No. Everybody loves it so much. Hot Plate, they're very gracious hosts, and we stay far longer than they would like us to be there, I'm sure. And the very next day on June 6th is our very first Lenox Pride event. It's Picnic in the Park at Lilac Park. And I think that's going to be a really special event for Lenox because they have a very limited LGBTQ scene. And so we'll just have some drag story hour in the park and a little picnic provided by the town of Lenox and community organizers there. We have Dying to Donate at Patrick's Pride on the 11th, then starts another Pride weekend, North Adams Pride, June 20th. It's an evening Pride event right in downtown North Adams. The very next day, we have Lee Pride alongside the Farmers Market and Park Square. Let's see. What else do we have on the 18th? We have our very last Pride meeting before the festival, which will be a big one.
Yeah, that's all the ironing out all the last little bits.
Right? Yes. And then June 20th, of course, is the big parade and festival at the Common Park in Pittsfield. And directly after that, there's a Wander block party. So Wander shuts off the alley right outside its location on Depot Street in collaboration with Downtown Pittsfield Inc. and Tito's Mexican Grill. So they'll have food, entertainment, all the drinks that you can drink. And the very next day, we have a fundraiser at NomKeg. It's a tea dance. It's a huge party. It's so fun. We encourage everyone to go. I'm just giving the rundown of all of June, and this is a lot.
I'm making notes right now to revisit all of these things.
Yes. Okay. On the 24th of June, we have a free family movie night for families in the Berkshires, and that we're going to do that at the Beacon Cinema. It'll be Toy Story 5, so that'll be fun.
Is that the newest one?
I think it's the newest one. I mean, Toy Story keeps going.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what number we're at now.
On the 25th, it's a Thursday, we have a collaboration with Mass Wildlife for an archery lesson, and that'll be the first of the season. Last year, we did it a couple times, so we'll have a series of free archery lessons for the LGBTQ community and our allies. I encourage everyone to go. It's super fun. You learn the basics, and then as you go on through the series, you really become an expert. At least I do.
Ready for the Olympics.
Yeah, or Katniss.
The very last event for Berkshire Pride during the season is our 10th annual Berkshire Pride finale party at the Stationery Factory. And there's lots of little surprises this year. We do parties a couple of times a year at the Stationery Factory, but this one's going to have quite a few of little surprises that we've never done before. Yeah, so that's the Pride Month layout.
And can you spill the beans on that? Breaking news here, or are they secrets that... Are they really surprises?
They are really surprises. Okay. In honor of our 10th annual season, there'll be about 10 surprises for sure.
10. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So as far as your upcoming events, how people can go where to learn more about it?
Everything is always listed on berkshirepride.org. Or if you follow us on Instagram, you can always go to the link in our bio. That has also the links for everything upcoming. A lot of our events are free, but sometimes we'll still need people to register just so we get a good head count.
Sure.
And then you know, anything that's ticketed, you'll be able to get tickets there. But all of those dates are always in both of those locations. So yes, berkshirepride.org always has all the latest info, and that's where you want to go for anything. To volunteer, to be a sponsor, to donate. We're always looking for help all year round.
And so as far as, like you said, looking for help, so people can go to that website right? If they're looking to help sponsor either for these particular events that are coming up,
yes,
or just in general throughout the year, mm-hmm, but also volunteers, right? You need volunteers, just like any other nonprofit organization,
yes,
right? Or for-profit. Some of them also need help too, right? but certainly, especially with so many different things going on, I could imagine that you need some assistance.
Yeah.
And I did see that you had an event at Hot Plate recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that go? That was for volunteer recruitment, right? How did that go?
Yeah, it was great. We always get a really nice group of people, and it's generally, about half new people and half people that have volunteered before, and we love that. We love having people who are return volunteers. That's really special. You know, we're living in... how should I say this? We're living in precarious times right now for queer people. And so it's more important than ever that we stick together and that our allies stand up for us. And this is a very meaningful and fun way to stand up for the queer community. And, you know, I always say, like, I like to think about the most vulnerable people in the county. And it's not me. I moved here specifically because I know this is an incredibly welcoming, progressive place. Right. But there are people in the county who are young, who are probably financially insecure, who may be surrounded by family, friends who do not affirm who they are and do not create a space that says that who they are is beautiful and okay. And, you know, that they have a great life ahead of them. Mm-hmm. And for those people, especially, it's really important that they see us celebrating, that they see queer joy, that they see this beautiful, creative community, and that they know that the world is bigger than what they might be experiencing right now. And one of the ways that happens is by allies standing up with us. Mm-hmm. One of the things we're doing this year for the parade is we're having people sort of, there's a sort of in good fun competition where we're having people, they can sign up as a group, and then the group can do peer-to-peer fundraising. So it helps us. It's a fun little competition for them. And then there's going to be prizes at the end, obviously for people that fundraise, but then also, you know, prizes for things like most creative. And mm-hmm. So there's really a lot of ways to get involved. We're always looking for volunteers, and all of the links for that are at berkshirepride.org. Mm-hmm. It's a really short little form to fill out. Mm-hmm. And then you can say, you know, that you're interested in specific events, or sometimes people come in with very specific, very useful skills. Maybe you're a carpenter. Maybe you, somebody at the party the other day had worked in logistics, I think in New York, right? And it was like, oh, yes, yeah. Please help us. Mm-hmm. So there's a spot for all of that.
Yeah. So being a volunteer can mean a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so when people think that, you know, I don't know what I could do for this organization,
right,
or I don't know what I could do for Pride.
Yeah.
Or I can't maybe go to different events, but maybe there's some skill that you could offer,
exactly,
to just help offset some of the tasks and the things you guys need to do.
Everything that we get volunteers for is, yeah, one less thing that our intrepid executive director has to do herself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we always...
So you like to delegate, if you could, right?
I'm not great at delegating, but I'm getting better.
Okay.
We pull it out of her.
but we do have a very robust organizing committee across the county. Like, North Adams has their own, Lee, and now Lenox. But the main organizing kind of steering committee is a group of about 18 people that work on projects all year long. Mm-hmm. And so we appreciate any time people can give us, if it's just an hour, if it's a one-off, can you pick something up and drop it off to another location? Or if you're interested in year-round organizing, we have a space for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And one quick shout out for an event. It's pre-Pride. It's May 16th. It's our queer youth prom. Mm-hmm. And it's special because it's alternative to traditional proms in high school. This age range is 14 to 19. And we have special programs where we have formal wear for donation. People have donated to us. And then we have formal wear available for the young people. And we also have volunteer seamstresses. So if kids are gender fluid or just not sure of their sizing, we can make sure that what we have or the items they bring to us can fit properly. Mm-hmm. And that'll be at Hot Plate. Nope, it's going to be at Wander on, like I said, May 15th. May 16th. Whoa. Which is right around the corner, actually. And it should be a great event. It's our second annual. And through that GSA unification program that we have, connecting GSAs across the county, we'll get kids from North and South County that don't traditionally get to meet each other right in Central, in Pittsfield, in mm-hmm. the Berkshires.
And that's, so, that's May 16th.
May 16th.
At Wander.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we have Teen Talent doing a little drag show there, which happened last year, and the kids just were like over the moon to see someone that is reflected, you know, back to them mm-hmm. doing some creativity and art.
Mm-hmm. And that was at that event, at mm-hmm. that, at the prom?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then how does somebody, if they want to go to this prom, how do they register or reach out to you guys? What's the...
Yeah, so they can register. There's a link in our link tree. They can find it also in our on our website, berkshirepride.org. And it's free to attend. We do ask for registrations. It's for a head count.
Mm-hmm. We want to make sure we have enough food for everyone.
That's oh, true.
Sure. Yeah, sure. So if you're just joining us now, we're here live and local, as we are most Mondays, at the WTBR studio. This is the Morning Drive, and we have in studio, we have representation from Berkshire Pride. So we have Cass Santos-China, who is the executive director, and we have Rachel Schwartz, who is organizing committee. And as we said before, there is a lot to organize. This is your busy season coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel, let's talk about the parade a little bit.
Sure.
All right. What do you want to tell us?
Yeah. So
where can people see this parade? What's the route?
So I think we're doing the same route as last year, right? So we start in at Park Square mm-hmm. in Pittsfield, and we go up North Street and then turn on
Eagle Street.
Eagle Street. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't grow up here. I don't know the names of streets. Turn on Eagle Street and take it right into the Common. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really lovely. We love it when people come out to watch. We also love it when people get involved. There is a peer-to-peer fundraising competition this mm-hmm. year, so people can sign up with a group. This is a really great way for people to bring groups throughout the Berkshires into the community. And so, for example, you know, if you have a Girl Scout troop, if you have a group from your high school, if you have a book club, whatever it is, if you want to be part of it, we want you. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we're excited this year to be doing this peer-to-peer fundraising. And then we're going to have some prizes at the Common at the end of the parade route. So that'll be really fun.
And if somebody wants to do the peer-to-peer, again, is that something that they can connect through your website?
Yes.
So how they can do that? Okay.
Really everything we're doing, you can find more information, details, ticketing info at berkshirepride.org. We always try to keep the links as easily accessible as possible. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a link tree that can be accessed through our Instagram bio. So either way, whatever your heart desires.
Mm. I'll say another thing about the parade. I think people need to be reminded that the first Pride Parade was a protest. And so we welcome community groups that are activists and they need visibility as well. And so we don't really turn anyone away who wants to participate in the parade. So...
Yeah, so kind of honoring the original...
Yeah.
Spirit of it or, mm-hmm. or what started it in the first place, right?
Yeah.
And I would appeal to more community members to march alongside Berkshire Pride. This year we have a gigantic flag that it's like an aerial, you'd see it great on an aerial view. There'll be like 20 people holding this gigantic flag that's going to be overhead that our friends at Hudson Pride are letting us borrow for the day.
I didn't know that. That's exciting.
It is. It's going to be fun. yeah, for the parade, we need more people to sign up. Mm-hmm. Mostly we're getting people who are already vending at the festival. So they're like rushing to set up their booths and then they're heading over to the parade really quickly. And I think the special part about the starting at Park Square is visibility. So anybody who's driving by as we're staging could take like an hour for us to stage and get everybody ready. And then they're, the community is seeing us together, rainbows, joy, just before we get started.
Mm-hmm. And that's on June 20th.
It is on June 20th.
Saturday, right?
Yep.
What time does the parade start?
It's an 11 a.m. kickoff.
11 a.m. kickoff. And then how about the festival itself? What time does that start?
Well, the parade leads directly into the festival, which is beautiful. So like Rachel said, it's it'll go down North Street and take a right on Eagle. And then the parade goes directly across First Street into the festival. So people will be marching in. The vendors will already be set up by that time, and then entertainment starts pretty much right at noon and goes completely through 4 o'clock. No breaks, just straight entertainment. So you'll see local artists, drag performers, musicians, poets, really anyone who wants to show the community a talented expression. Mm-hmm. And I... pointing that out is we are supporting local artists. We're trying to be as equitable as possible with stipends that we offer and the variety that we have. And just a bigger kind of shout out to the June 20th event at the Common with over 200 vendors and organizations. It's truly become an economic driver for the Berkshires. Mm-hmm. We're supporting small businesses. As people are here gathering, they have the opportunity to have local food from food trucks and vendors at the festival, but then also just the downtown area of Pittsfield in general has so much. We have over 2,500 attendees usually.
Yeah.
So that money trickles down into downtown businesses, restaurants, hotels, shopping, et cetera.
And I've seen over the years, I mean, I was away last year, so I wasn't able to make it last year. But I know in the years leading up to that, I'm always impressed by the amount of people that show up.
Yeah,
It
same.
Really is. I'm like, I can't get over how many folks are there. And almost to the point where I think it might be one of the biggest, like, draws as far as events that go on in Berkshire County, you know, for locals anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's impressive, and it's... reassuring, you know, and promising. It shows that you guys are getting support, or, you know, you've earned, I mean, you're going on 10 years, you know, you've earned your place here, and people respect you guys. So I think so if you come on out, because it is a great event, there's food, there's all kinds of vendors, nonprofits, for-profit businesses are there. All that entertaining. What is the entertainment going to be between noon and four, right? Nonstop entertainment. What are we
got?
For entertainment this year, we have probably a dozen drag artists doing different types of creative performances. Some you wouldn't normally typically see around the Berkshires or anywhere. And then we have some new emerging local artists, new bands that have emerged, and returning entertainment, of course. And our entertainment, we try to promote as much local, but then we have some adjacent areas, like we'll have some people from Albany and just over the mountain in New Lebanon, Hudson. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of special to bring in sort of a tri-state area of like a pool of entertainment. And then I would say the same for vendors. They're mostly local to the Berkshires, but then we have some outliers. And I think that's what's special about Berkshire Pride is we are the largest festival, Pride Festival, in Western Massachusetts. And we have local performers and vendors that come from Rhode Island. They come from Connecticut, Vermont, Maine, and, of course, New York, upstate New York. And so we're promoting this economic explosion, I would say, and interesting makers markets of different, what am I trying to say, crafts and homemade artisan works and what else?
Well, I think another beautiful thing about it is you'd never really know exactly what it's going to be. I mean, even us, we're seeing the signups as they come in, but it's always, there's always something new. There's always something really special. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a lot of small businesses, family businesses, a lot of queer creators will be there, but also, again, our wonderful allies who we could not do this without allies. And I think sometimes that message gets a little lost because, you know, obviously it's about, you know, it's about celebrating the queer community. But we need allies. We need people to be standing with us, especially right now. I hate to bring it back to the bummer of, you know, what's going on in the world, but that's never, it's always in the back of our minds, mm-hmm. right? And so the more people that we have standing for us, with us, mm-hmm. The stronger we are.
Yeah, because so much progress has been made.
Yeah.
That we still always need to be careful and protective of that, that there's no slipping backwards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other thing with the festival, of course, the up in the front end of the festival on First Street is the farmer's market that morning as
yes.
well, right? So again, if you're coming to the farmer's market, mosey on over to the
stay.
See what's else. Yeah, stick around, right? But that's also they're also a great partner for anybody that has an event going on in the commons.
And and we work with them.
Too.
A lot of our vendors will start and actually have be there for the farmer's market mm-hmm. also.
Sure.
And so yeah, that's those intrepid folks are setting mm-hmm. up at what 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
yeah. So yeah, it's a really special day. And
they're used to getting up early. They're farmers. it's an early morning kind of lifestyle.
But yeah, a lot of those people will stay throughout the day mm-hmm. And be there for the festival as well. So there's a lot of very nice collaborative overlap.
Yeah. So 10 years with Berkshire Pride. Cass, how long have you been with Berkshire Pride?
I started volunteering with Berkshire Pride in 2018, mm-hmm. and I was in my 30s, and I was juggling being a parent, being a spouse to someone very special, and, you know, just a general family member, and it was very difficult for me at that time to figure out how I could maintain, like, all of those connections, family connections, have a full-time job and try to figure out how I can give back to the community. So it started very small for me, a little bit of committee commitment there, and then just like one-off, I can build a thing or I can host a program or I can like be the muscle for the day. Mm-hmm. And then as the festival grew, my involvement in the festival, you know, became more prominent over the years. And then, of course, COVID hit and we had a great plan for 2020 that kind of obviously was scaled back and we did a lot of stuff virtually. And then in 2021, we made a comeback and the festival has just grown significantly since COVID mm-hmm. and 2022 was our largest festival, I think, where we hit 2,000 numbers at the time for attendees. And in 2022, towards the end, we were fiscally sponsored formally. And we decided as a group that we wanted to become our own nonprofit and do activities and be present for the community outside of June. A lot of our allies and community members were focused on let's support these people in June, but we wanted it to make a bigger impact. Mm-hmm. So my role started to evolve and some of the other volunteers that had been there year after year became board members. We incorporated and became our own nonprofit. And then in 2023, we kind of hit the ground running. We wrote a bunch of grants. We got some staffing funding, a very tiny bit. And so myself and someone else started working part-time and volunteering the rest of our full-time. And then we launched the Safe Spaces Project, which is introductory education into LGBTQ terminology, pronouns, why they're important, how to use them, what happens when you make mistakes, and some statistics.
Mm-hmm. Mainly jail when you make a mistake.
Yeah, immediately. yeah, and so those are programs that have sustained us, and we've grown even more since then, incorporating an after-school program. That's pretty special. It's a drop-in on Monday afternoons, and kids get to eat. They get to have community together in a space that's between home, which may not always be supportive, and school, which has its own complications for kids. And so being at Berkshire Pride for 3 hours on a Monday morning, they get to be in community with each other. We get to address, food insecurities. We make sure they have a meal before they leave. And then they get some pretty cool outside facilitators. We've had fun stuff like Lego builds with
bottomless bricks.
Erin. We love her. We've also had Mass Wildlife come in and kind of give an overview of education of what Mass Wildlife does. But they also brought like exoskeletons and other kind of fun creatures for the kids to engage with and kind of know a little bit more about what's happening with the environment in the Berkshires and kind of the rich culture of wildlife.
It's such a great place to be here between the arts. Berkshire County, we're really blessed. We got that pillar of the arts, and we also have the pillar of natural resources and great outdoors. So I do want to explore a little bit more about some of that programming, particularly the Safe Spaces Project. And Rachel, I want to get your story about Pride as well.
Sure.
But we are at the top of the hour, so we are going to pause for station ID. For those of you just joining us, we are talking all things Berkshire Pride. I have Executive Director Cass Santos-China and Rachel Schwartz, who is on the organizing committee. So when we come back, we will continue this conversation, and we'll see you shortly.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates, welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Hello, we are the George B. Crane Memorial Center. We provide a clean, comfortable, and safe place for those seeking support for addictions. Our facility offers 12-step peer support recovery groups and opportunities for those in recovery. We are located at 81 Linden Street in Pittsfield. Our schedule and contact information are on our website, thegbcmc.org. We are here to help you.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sandrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, and welcome back to the Morning Drive, WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. Today we're talking about all things Berkshire Pride. We have Cass Santos China, she's the Executive Director of Berkshire Pride, and we have Rachel Schwartz, who is on the Organizing Committee. Before we get back into all of the things that are going on, because there's a lot happening in the next couple months, we are just going to check back in with the weather and see what's in store for us.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, clear. Near steady temperature in the upper 30s. East wind around 5 miles per hour. Monday, sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. East wind around 5 miles per hour. Monday night, mostly clear. Lows around 40. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, short and sweet. Although it was pretty cold this morning, you know, I mean, I know we should be used to this stuff. We are used to it. We still like to complain. So again, this morning, Berkshire Pride, we've got Cass Santos China. Cass, hello.
Good morning.
And we have Rachel Schwartz.
Hello.
Rachel, before we broke, Cass gave a little bit of her background of getting involved with Pride. What's your story? How did you come to be involved with Berkshire Pride?
So I used to come to the Berkshires with my grandparents in the summer. They were snowbirds. And it always really struck me, even as a kid, it felt like a very special place. It felt progressive in a way that I didn't even have the words for at the time. Cut to 2023, I was living in Sweden. I was visiting my family in New Orleans, and it was so hot, I was melting, and it was August. And I thought, where would be a nicer climate right now? Oh, the Berkshires. And I started looking at real estate, and this beautiful house caught my eye. It looked like the dollhouse I always wanted as a child. Mm-hmm. So, made a decision to put an offer on the house. And when I got here, I saw a thing for Rainbow Seniors, which is one of Berkshire Pride's year-round programs. And it said, coordinator, it was up on the bulletin board at Crust.
And shout out to Crust.
Yeah, and I saw Cass's card there, and I just sent her an email saying I'm new to the community. Mm. I really want to get involved,
and now you are.
And yeah,
very much so.
Yeah. So I came here specifically because I know what an amazingly progressive, open place this is. How creative. I was here in the summers. I experienced all the theater and the art museums and all of the wonderful cultural offerings we have here. And so my thing is I just want to bring it out to more people.
Mm-hmm. Can you do a shameless plug for the dollhouse?
Of course. The house that I bought, it's an old Victorian house, and I'm converting it into an inn. Right now we have a couple of rooms on Airbnb. I call it the dollhouse because it looks like the dollhouse I wanted when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. All of the rooms are inspired by different drag queens. And I just use drag as an inspiration throughout the house. They're the only people I know who love glitter as much as I do.
what town is that in?
That's in Pittsfield. It's sort of the intersection between Ben and Jerry's and the Athenaeum. Mm,
okay. All right. And so is it open for business? Do you rent
So I do have some rooms currently on Airbnb. If you go to my Instagram, I have links to those rooms.
And what's that?
That is the Dollhouse Berkshires. It is spelled... House is spelled H-A-U-S, but if you go to the wrong one, the link is still there.
Okay. So, speaking of the Berkshires, you know, what's great is we've mentioned earlier already about the Pride Festival and Parade that are happening in Pittsfield, and that's been going on for a number of years, very successful event. But the Berkshires has a north and a south, and sometimes the north and the south don't always aren't always that interchangeable, right? Doesn't seem like it's that far away, but it's just far enough away geographically. So it's good that any messaging that has to happen in Berkshire County, that there's outreach to both North County and South County. And I know that this year with your Pride festivals, that it is expanding. There are some other towns that are going to be doing Pride festivals on different days, right, throughout the month. So could we talk a little bit about that? I know in particular, I think you wanted to talk about Lee, because they have quite a lineup of things that are happening, right?
Yes. Just quickly touch base on Lenox. This is our first Pride celebration in Lenox, and it's a Pride picnic at Lilac Park. It's going to be a small, cute, free food for the families. Drag Story Hour will be there reading stories. And it's a cute little celebration. TBD on more details, because of course we're going to be bigger and better if we can be. Mm-hmm. Shouting out Lee Pride, because this is our second sort of festival in collaboration with the farmers market and in Lee. And this year we have added a secret LGBTQ history of Lee walking tour. Researcher Josh Bloom, who's also the chairperson for that committee, did a lot of research about the history of LGBTQ in the Berkshires and sort of the underbelly aspects of that. And what's interesting is Josh has curated this downtown Lee experience, and there'll be a walking tour that you have to register for. It is free, but there's limited space on how many people can just walk around Lee and get all of the history. Mm-hmm. And then we also have, you know, we're alongside the farmers market 10 to 2. And then in the evening, we have a family friendly drag bingo at the Starving Artist mm-hmm. in Lee. And then that'll transition around, that starts around 5 p.m. At 8 p.m., it transitioned to adults only, 20 plus only drag show and dance party. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
That's at Starving Artist?
That's at Starving Artist.
Yeah. And that's just a block up from the park.
Yep, it's just right there. And last year was our first drag, family-friendly and adults-only drag show and dance party in Lee, and it was so well-received. It's clear that there was a need there for that, and the Starving Artist is just, they're really gracious hosts. Mm-hmm. I think everybody should support them year-round because they support us so wholeheartedly.
And they have good food.
They do have great food, which you can order until the dance party, probably around 9 or 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And they have beers, seltzers for sale, stuff like that. So you'll be able to tap into that if you're interested.
And that bingo starts at 5?
Yes.
And that's a family-friendly bingo event for a couple hours there at the Starving Artist.
Yes. Okay. Tickets are live right now, so you can get tickets for both shows. Make sure when you're buying those tickets, you select family friendly. And then if you're going to the later one, you're going to need to select dance party.
And is there some other music performance? I thought I saw Lita Williams.
During the day?
Yeah.
Yeah. So during the day at the Lee Pride Festival, there'll be about 2 hours of music. And there's going to be sort of a Jacob's Pillow might be doing a thing. Barrington Stage will have quite a bit of a set there. There's some other entertainers and artists. Not so much drag at that event, because we're saving all of our drag for the evening time.
You don't want to drag it out.
We don't want to drag it out too much.
Good one.
So that's a lot that's going on for Lee. And mm-hmm. then you mentioned Lenox. North Adams has an event as well.
Yeah, North Adams. 2 years ago, last year was the first year they moved their festival from Mass Mocha, it used to be in the Mass Mocha grounds, to the downtown layout of North Adams, very similar to the downtown North Adams celebration that happens in August every mm-hmm. year. So there'll be vendors up and down Main Street. There'll be a live entertainment show, drag performers. some unique activations. There'll be a sound bath area, yoga. What else we have? Mm-hmm. Author talks mm-hmm. and drag story hour, doing a combination there. So I'll have local authors from the Berkshires reading a little bit of excerpts from their books, and then people can purchase books. People mm-hmm. can just celebrate them in community.
And is there something south, further south too? Is there something in Sheffield as well?
There is something in Sheffield. Yeah. Sheffield Pride, this is, I think, their fifth year. And they have a little structural changes there, and they're going back to the farmer's market. That's also, so North Adams Pride is an evening pride. It's 5 to 9. And Sheffield Pride is also an evening pride.
Oh.
Yeah, that's on June 5th.
Okay. And then another big thing that you have coming up is the 5K. Rachel, are you involved with organizing that? Can you speak to that? Or
yeah, I'm involved with anything that involves not running.
Okay.
No, we're really excited to have the 5K. This is, how many years have we been doing the Rainbow Run?
I believe this is our third or fourth year, and all the thanks goes to Berkshire Running Center, yep. Berkshire Running Foundation.
Yep. Yeah, Siobhan's great.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a lot, I mean, obviously we're promoting yours, but there are lots of other 5Ks and so forth throughout the
yes.
year. So that's another one. Go to the Berkshire Running Foundation and learn about all the different running races that are going on. So many are meant for nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So great resource. And
Yeah, and we're still looking for participants for the Rainbow Run. It's mm-hmm. a really fun day. There's food, there's drinks, there's community. You know, yeah. I mean, this is even, you know, like, this does not have to be an athletic event mm-hmm. unless you want
walk.
It to be.
You can
yes.
walk, right?
Mm-hmm. You know,
strollers.
People come with the whole family. Mm-hmm. People bring kids. It's a really great day.
Yeah, and where is it? You want to try to say it?
Oh, no.
Cass?
It's the Ashuwalakook Rail Trail at the Crane Avenue entrance. So if you think about, like, behind Aldi, mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a little limited parking there, but you can also park where the Berkshire Running Foundation mm-hmm. area is, which is
at the Allendale Center.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And all abilities. Mm-hmm. It's a 5K and a 1 mile walk. It's an out and back run. And prizes, of course, for the fastest and for the slowest.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have some activations there. If anyone's familiar with The Hut, it's sort of a new and emerging business, but they have a mobile sauna and plunge pool.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was very, very cold, and people were still plunging mm-hmm. after the race. And I think it's a pretty unique business. And just having a partnership with them.
And that's Andy with Get Hut.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's the mobile sauna.
Yes.
Right.
Which you can rent, but they graciously just partner with us for the event. And it's a great activation for after the festival where after the race, where people get to kind of unwind a little bit and cool down their muscles
mm-hmm.
or freeze their muscles.
Preserve,
that's yes. a great word.
So if you're just joining us, we were talking all things Pride, Berkshire Pride. We have Executive Director Cass Santos-China and Rachel Schwartz, who's on the organizing committee. And if you're joining us just now or just a short time ago, or if you have to leave, you know, I just want to remind everybody that you can always check out, because this is being recorded, video recorded, so you can always go back to pctv.org, and you can look up all the different recordings that we've had all over the years. They're all there, whether it was something that I hosted or Bill Sturgeon or Sean Sear or Donna Todd Rivers, Ellen Speer, Bob Heck, any of us. They're all there. So if you've missed part of this and you want to hear the rest of it, please go back to it. And just want to, I just have to do one quick plug here for PCTV. May 7th, Thursday, May 7th, at 6 p.m. is the Berkshire Hills, at the Berkshire Hills Country Club, is the annual Eats a Pizza. And so if you've been to this before, you pay one price, you go around, get to sample pizzas from a lot of well-known or up-and-coming pizza places here in Berkshire County, and then vote and see who is the best pizza. And there's a couple different categories. But I think we've got Papa Joe's, Riverside, The Locker Room, Papa John's, Zuko's, and the Shire. So those are the participating restaurants. So come on out on Thursday, May 7th. Go to the PCTV website. You can probably buy tickets there. I'm saying probably because it's probably true. but if you don't see it there, don't blame. Oh, I see. Here it is. Visit pittsfieldtv.org/pizza. There we go. It is
there you go.
Okay. So let's get back to Berkshire Pride.
Of course.
So many things going on. Mm-hmm. Rachel, we talked about, best thing here is, again, go to berkshirepride.org.
You can always go to berkshirepride.org.
And you'll see
all of our coming events are listed.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of things that we can offer for free with our partners. There's a lot of events that, you know, we still want registration. There are some ticketed events. All of that information is on the website.
Yeah. So, for example, you got karaoke coming up,
mm-hmm.
right? That's going to be a hot plate.
Mm-hmm.
And so the two venues that are very accommodating to Berkshire Pride are Hot Plate,
uh-huh.
Hot Plate Brewery, and Wander.
Yeah.
So a lot of these events take place at those two locations.
And the great news is they're really close to each other. So you can park
right.
in either, one spot
side
and go
of
to
North
both.
Street, right? Yep. One's on the east side, one's on the west side of
yes.
North Street. So you've got, just to kind of go over real quick on some of those things, on May 16th is the youth prom.
Yes.
Right? That's at Wander.
Yes. So
that's something that if between 14 and 19 years old.
Yes.
And you can arrange to have formal wear for anybody who wants to attend, right? And that's open to anybody in the county.
It is.
So that's one event.
And that's a totally free event.
Totally
we
free.
Do ask that kids sign up ahead of time just so we know how many people are coming. But again, tickets at berkshirepride.org.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, come one, come all.
And then on the 20th of May, you got the, is it Puzz Does Trivia?
Yes.
Okay, and that is at Wander.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We've got Pam Ellis on May 4th, right? And she's a
June
medium.
4th.
June 4th. Okay, mm-hmm. June 4th. Sorry. June 4th, and that is at Wander as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yes.
And Pam Ellis is a...
She's medium. A spirit medium.
Okay. You've got Dying to Donate on the 11th of May. Yes?
June,
okay.
We're into June now.
That's why I got the experts here. So June 11th, Dying to Donate, and that is where?
It's at Patrick's in Pittsfield. Yeah,
okay.
Patrick's Pub.
Yeah. You got your Nom Keg event. When is that?
That's June 24th, June 21st, right after the festival. It's a tea dance, and it's a blast. And I would say... For the committee and Berkshire Pride as a whole, it's a great experience because Nom Keg really does all of the work.
Mm-hmm.
They hire the DJ, they get the volunteers, they get the food. We just get to show up and have a good time.
Oh, yeah. What a beautiful place that is.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got Family Movie Night, and that's going to be at the Beacon?
The Beacon Cinema, yep.
And that is when?
It's, that's a good question. It is the...
Well, we'll come back to it. And then you've got the Mass Wildlife event, the archery.
Yes.
Yes.
And that is where and when.
So the family movie night is at the Beacon, 6 p.m., Toy Story. It's a free family event. You have to register because there's a limited amount of seats.
Okay.
And then the archery partnership with Mass Wildlife Archery Lessons, that is in Lenoxdale. So there's a range down there. If most people, if they're in the shooting... archery
in Lenoxdale or down by the river on New Lenox Road. Is that where?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So,
yes.
Yeah. So on New Lenox Road.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And that is when, what's the date on that one?
That is Thursday, June 25th.
Okay. And then again, just on the movie night, what is the date on that?
It's the 24th,
24th.
The day before. Yeah.
Okay, great.
So we have movie night, archery, and then the 10th annual Berkshire Pride party at the Stationery Factory.
Yes.
So we really have a jam-packed month.
You sure do.
I wanted to shout out that we have an after-school program.
Yes, please.
We talked a little bit about that, but the uniqueness of the program is it's 3 hours long. Most after-school drop-ins are about an hour. Kids can drop in from anywhere from three on, and snacks, little activities for them to do. But around 4:30, there's a structured activity, either with our facilitators or outside programs. And kids get to experience all kind of things. And before they leave for the evening, they will have a meal. Mm-hmm. So we make sure they have either pizza or, you know, Chinese food, Hot Harry's. And we're always looking for partners for the dinner. So if Hot Harry's is listening right now, they want to provide free food for the after school program, we would totally appreciate that. We try to give the kids a unique experience and access to foods that they may not always have. And along with that, we have another youth program called the GSA Unification Project. It's a gender and sexuality alliance where we connect GSAs from North to South County who are already established and try to support them and connect them with each other, and then also help establish GSAs in the high schools that don't already have them. And right now we're working a lot with the middle schools because our after school program is mostly middle school aged kids, and we're seeing like the biggest need of support for those children. And so working with the schools to establish GSAs is not always easy in Berkshire County, but
what do you run into with that? What are some of the barriers?
Ooh, there's so many barriers. It could be administration. Mm-hmm. One barrier in particular is have an after school program or an infinity group at most schools, you have to have parents' permission slips. Mm-hmm. And so for queer kids that don't have supportive households, it would be very difficult for them to get that permission slip signed. And so what we do is initially work with students who are able to get that permission signed, and then hopefully they're able to bring their friends in little by little. Mm-hmm. But that's, yeah, there's two challenges. Administrative, because there's always a staffing issue.
Yeah. Do you ever run into any opposition about age, about a certain age of having these conversations? Is that ever a problem? Or
it's questioned a lot for middle school kids because a lot of parents and administrators don't feel like they're at the age where they can make decisions about their gender or sexuality. Mm-hmm. Or are just spending time with other queer kids. But we try to educate them as much as possible. And that kind of leads into the Safe Spaces project that Berkshire Pride developed.
Yeah, let's talk about that because we've got a few minutes left. I want to make sure we touch on the Safe Spaces project. Rachel, you want to talk to that?
So I think one thing that is incredibly important about the Safe Spaces project, which is a certification project that people come in and they learn about terminology, they learn about pronouns, mm-hmm. why certain words are important, what questions, people, I think, often who want to be allies and want to be supporters feel self-conscious, maybe embarrassed. They don't want to say the wrong thing. And so sometimes what that leads to is people avoiding certain topics or even certain groups because they're self-conscious. Right. Mm-hmm. So while Safe Spaces is designed to help people create safe spaces for the queer people in their lives, whether that's in the workplace or in their home or in their community groups, what it also does is create a safe space for allies to ask those questions and in a place where they're not going to be judged. Mm-hmm. and they don't have to feel like, you know, vocabulary evolves and the world moves fast sometimes, and it can be hard to keep up. And so this is a place where we can catch people up. Mm-hmm. And it really helps us, again, support our year-round programming also.
Yeah. I work at the Berkshire County Kids Place, and we took advantage of that program one time. And I did find it very patient.
Yeah.
You know, because you're right. There's a lot of us who we want to be able to have the conversations, to say the right things. But what Emma, who does that program, she's very clear about that, that for the most, thank you for trying.
Yeah.
They understand if we make a mistake, if you say the wrong thing, it's not the end of the world. It shouldn't be. It's a learning process. Cause like you said, language changes. We're doing it all the time in our vernacular.
Yeah.
To make sure that words mean what they're supposed to mean.
And for every dollar you donate to Berkshire Pride, we will add another pronoun. Just kidding.
Speaking of money, though, Berkshire Pride.
So we've got about a minute left.
Okay.
What do you want to get out there before we leave?
We're still looking for sponsorships. Mm-hmm. Our Berkshire Pride Festival is the biggest fundraiser that we have to support year round programming. So, two things. If you want to donate, you can look on our website, berkshirepride.org. You can connect with me, cass@berkshirepride.org, and I can give you all of the information you need for sponsorship. And if you cannot give money, the best next thing is your time. We need volunteers to support all of these events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so time and money.
Time and money.
Time and money. We'll take it all.
Equal value. Well, thank you so much for being here. We were talking with Berkshire Pride, Cass Santos-China, who's the executive director, and Rachel Schwartz, who's on the organizing committee. Lots coming up. If you were following us today, there's a lot happening over the next couple of months. So please go to, what's your website?
BerkshirePride.org.
Yes, and you'll find all the good information there. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. And from all of us here at WTBR and WSBR, we appreciate you tuning in to The Morning Drive to start your day off. So enjoy this week, and please keep in mind the men and women of the armed services serving overseas. Have a good week.